You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
All right, 7:07 and a half. You're on the Wake Up Tucson show, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. Christopher DeSimone here, celebrating 12 plus years of semi-excellence, as we like to say here at Wake Up Tucson. Before we get to Mr. Brakey and Mr. Reisner, we're going to talk about the Maricopa County audit. I do want to remind you that Ed Alexander's retirement party is coming up on May 26th, long delayed after all the weirdness that's gone on in the world. Please join us in Marana out in Stardance, May 26th, 5:30 start. Party will end at 3 in the morning. It's going to be a hell of a bender. Wendy from Chef Chic's doing the food, Element 119 live music. Go to azchefchic.square.site, or you can call Wendy during the day, 406-2757 to get your tickets. Please join us, and we're going to celebrate Ed's career and, of course, contributions not just to this show but Tucson. He's done a lot of great service work in this city, and we want to do it right for him. So please join us. So let's go. If you have a question or comment, of course, you know where to find us, 790-2040 or wakeuptucsoncomments@gmail.com. And two guys that I've been talking about, election integrity. Is that one of those oxymorons? No, I'm just kidding.
It is somewhat, because we're election transparency now. The system doesn't really have all that much integrity politically.
Right.
It's partisan run.
That's John Brakey, by the way.
And it's we are election transparency activists. We are Audit Elections USA now. AUDIT is an acronym. It stands for Americans United for Democracy, Integrity, and Transparency.
Look at you guys. In the old days, you didn't even have an acronym. Now you guys are an acronym. You guys have.
Well, we've always been good on acronyms. In fact, you and Joe called us the acronym kings.
Oh, that's true. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I forgot about. And good morning to Bill Reisner. Billy, good morning, sir.
Yeah, good morning.
Haven't seen you in a while. Good to see you.
Well, I'm still kicking.
I've heard the rumors of your demise have been quite premature, as we like to say.
50 some years a lawyer. How many years a lawyer, Bill?
52.
52. Well, he's my Cherokee Indian lawyer. He's Cherokee.
Okay. Did not know that.
Yep.
Well, welcome aboard. Good to see both of you guys.
Wado.
So you guys came on our radar because, of course, of your award-winning film, Fatally Flawed, which I found my copy of it.
Well, good.
Yesterday. I feel like we should do a just for craps and giggles sometime this summer, we should do a viewing. Fatally Flawed, yeah. And see how it holds up.
Absolutely.
After all these years, we'll invite Chuck. It'll be quite a party. But this was about the fatally flawed, as you guys said, RTA election.
Yes.
So many years ago, that there were things that were, how would you describe it? Improprieties? Is that too strong, too weak? How would you describe it?
Well, the Board of Supervisors in court, their lawyer described it as a discreet incident of historical wrongdoing.
I hope that's a Tim Stell is listening.
They argued that there have been a bunch of elections since, and they hadn't been accused of cheating in any of those elections. So just this one time was okay.
Pass indiscretion.
Like you'll never read that in a local paper, but that's what they put in writing.
Beautiful. The wonderful place we live here. So let's talk about the Maricopa County audit, okay? So this is something that, this is a national story.
It certainly is.
And you have a lot of pissed off Republicans who feel like, President Trump got jobbed in various spots, including Maricopa County. We have the Arizona Senate ordered this audit, correct?
That's right.
Who did they hire to do the audit? Let's start there.
Well, they hired a group out of Florida, and it's called Ninja, you know, my God, I get the whole name there.
That's okay.
Security or whatever. Doug Logan, he came across with some baggage because he has opinions like most of us do, okay?
Right.
You know, I'm grateful that some of the things I said in 2004 when I started this thing with Bill and others wasn't on Facebook because it didn't exist, and I wasn't on Twitter. And some of the statements I may have made in the very beginning when you fall down a rabbit hole could be pretty outrageous. You really get some weird thoughts, and then after years you mellow out, and then all of a sudden you let the conspiracy goes, and then you become a conspiracy factualist, and we deal with facts. And you know what's happening in Maricopa right now is that there's a lot of people who believe the election was rigged.
Now, is Mr. Logan, was he a good guy to do this? Was he a good guy to hire for this?
He's a specialist in computers, and I'm very impressed with the fact that he sucked every program out of the system.
Thank you.
Okay? He's got the EMS and all the data there. He's looking
EMS
for
is what?
The election management system.
Thank you.
And he's collecting data and analyzing. He's a guy in his firm that you would hire if you had a corporation and say, hey, help me protect my documents, my intellectual property. Find out where my holes are in my system and in my internet. And that's his specialty, and he's very, very good at it, apparently. Okay. I'm there as an observer. I work with Ken Bennett. I'm not there as a Democrat. I'm there as a person who's become a professional after 17 years of doing this.
This election transparency and audit imaging, this is your white whale.
I've been chasing for a long time.
This is your white whale, John Ahab Brakey.
Yeah, I would say that's probably true. And we're going to catch it, and we're going to go ahead and make elections in this state transparent, trackable, and publicly verified. We want people to have confidence in their elections. And so, yeah, we're checking for bamboo. We're checking for folds in the paper.
Hold your horse. When I even ask you, why are we looking for bamboo?
Because there was accusations that an airplane flew in from, I guess, Seattle, that came in through Southeast Asia, and it had 40,000 ballots on it, and it was aimed to be stuffed into the ballot boxes of Maricopa.
Wow.
Pretty wild, huh?
I mean, if you're going to come up with something, could you at least say the ballots were flown in from South Dakota and not, you know, I mean,
yeah,
for
yeah.
God's sakes.
Well, even General Flynn supposedly sent people in to protect these people. I think it's all a bunch of crap.
Now, tell me about the Maricopa. So we now have, you know, this battle between the Senate, the Arizona State Senate, and the Maricopa Board of Supervisors. Okay. And it's been quite a bone of contention between Republicans and Republicans.
Yeah.
So the first question is for you guys, is the Arizona State Senate ordering this audit.
Right.
Was this the right and proper thing to do?
Yes. Because they were receiving tremendous pressure from Republicans across the state that demanding that they do something. And so what did they do? They allocated $150,000, okay, and then started a fundraiser because there are 64 or million Americans who believed that Trump and the election was rigged. Cynicism's destroying our country. We need to become conspiracy factualist, and we have to become mythbusters. And the only way you're going to prove to people that things aren't true is test for it and do what we're doing. So and my belief, it's all going to add up on the top. I'm looking at other things. We're looking at the whole ballot, us at Audit USA, and the ballot image audit. And I think if there's any problem, and this is all speculation, okay, it comes down to, I think, the Board of Supervisors. There was a race there that was within 0.1%. And if it was a House race or if it was a Senate race or any other race, they would have had a recount. In Maricopa and Pima, apparently, you can only have an audit if you're within 10 votes.
That's true.
Okay, and the supervisor race is on the very bottom of the ballot.
And locally, okay? Like Steve Spain lost to Rex Scott by like 100 votes or whatever it was, and it didn't trigger because it wasn't 10 votes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
And the undervotes there are very high, and because it's on the bottom of the ballot. And, you know, legislators legislate. And they allocate funds to who, Chris?
Counties. All right, hold that thought for a sec. We're going to go to break. John Brakey, Bill Reisner, questions or comments, 790-2040. And it sounds like Ken Bennett is going to join us via phone before the hour's up.
That's certainly the case.
Awesome. Yes. All right, so we'll hear from former Republican Secretary of State Ken Bennett before the hour is also up. So wake up, Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. All right, 7:21 in the morning. You're on the Wake Up Tucson show. Christy Simone, John Brakey, Bill Reisner. We're talking about the audit going on at the Maricopa County by the Arizona Senate, but if the Maricopa County votes. State Senator Boyer said the audit makes us look like idiots. What do you say to a guy like Mr. Boyer when he says something like that?
You know, somewhat it does make us look like idiots. And because the way the media has been playing it, there seems to be a very severe tit for tat with the media and the Republicans. It's something like I've never seen before, the hostility. And you know, me and Ken are trying to work the media, bring in transparency. You know, one time they had to be locked out because they broke into the place and rushed in when we were trying to have a press conference on the first day. It's too bad. It really is.
Tell me about the Maricopa Board of Supervisors and their reluctance. It looks like there's a reluctance to hand over everything that's being asked for.
Absolutely. It's a real problem. And we're still missing things. We're trying to fire up the EMS, which election management system.
Right.
But we don't have the passwords. Only Dominion has the passwords. It's like they leased a vehicle, okay? And guess what? You don't get the keys, and you don't look under the hood. We'll print and give. And when they made the subpoenas and requested everything, they didn't say, Dominion, you have to give too. So they may have to sue Dominion in order to get the passwords for we can go ahead and open up the system and print reports. Because, you know, when you analyze a batch of ballots, I would like to have the results for that batch of ballots, okay?
It has to match.
And then compare.
Right.
We don't even know if we have all the ballots there, okay? At the very end, maybe 30,000 ballots are missing. I'm not saying they are. I'm saying we don't know. And I don't like going and doing an audit without having this information. And I can't blame the Republicans for that and who are doing this recount. I can't blame Doug Logan or Wake. But I do blame Maricopa. We filed a records request as Audit USA. We filed for the contract. He has filed a lawsuit making sure that these ballot images are a public document because that's what they are. Ballots in our state are a public record.
Right.
And ballot images, just like in that case we did in 2016, which made the state save these images. You know, folks, this is how it works. And a judge taught me in 2016 in a court case that we sued to stop them from destroying public records that could prove elections are real. He said, you know, Pima County, I'm not computer literate, but if you take voted ballots and then you photocopy them and you use the photocopy to count the votes, what makes you think you can destroy them? And then he ruled to the bench, and then he basically said, gee, Brakey, why didn't you ask for them? I says, well, because I didn't have enough money. I had enough to pay a lawyer to sue, and I know that I could win this case, and I could get repaid, and then I will amend the case and go for it. And I went to amend it. Then they passed a law to try to stop us. They did a striker bill. And it was I would have voted for it if I didn't know what was going on as a senator or a House member.
Right.
But now we find that when the bill was filed, I'll let Bill explain that because this is where he comes in. He's the lawyer.
Bill?
Yeah, the law says that whoever's running the election, whether it's a city or the Board of Supervisors for state elections, that if they can be assured that a copy of the ballot images are safely transferred. And so what we've done in Maricopa County is we said, look, we'll bring you an unopened hard drive and have you copy it, or you buy your own and we'll pay you back and copy those ballot images for you. So it's a safe process. They have the originals. And that, for us, is the key in any election because it's the images that are counted. They digitally count them, put the paper aside, and the computer goes through, and you can see from the images how they treated those votes on that particular ballot. It's a lot of information. And if that's available, and it's critical because we do know that the software contains methods for cheating. So since it's part of the program that you can cheat, and you can't know unless you audit, but if you've got the images, you can do an audit. Citizen groups, persons can do it. There's software that a group in California of election integrity activists have put together, and you could go look at precincts, races, whatever, and you could be sure that the actual results were accurate.
So when you guys hit that resistance of ballot images are a violation of the secret ballot, what's your answer to that?
My answer is very simple. The actual act of voting is the secret process, Chris. The actual act of counting is a public process.
Right.
Okay? And we've lost our way. Somehow they got people convinced that it's the opposite way around. In our state, I can take a picture of my ballot and I can post it on the internet.
Right.
Ballot selfies are legal. Okay?
It's, I tell you what, Chris, it is an interesting thing to hear someone say that, because it is totally absurd.
Right.
Ballots are absolutely anonymous. So what are they saying? We can find out how someone fills in a circle differently compared to someone else and say, that's the way Chris does, fills in circles. It's ridiculous, but that's because they have no argument for why it should not be public so we can understand that the count's proper. So they've invented something. And it's contrary to our historical practice.
I'm always the wise ass who puts the really fun write-in ballot people. That's how they'll know it's me. Now, one question for you guys before we got a bottom of the hour news break coming up. So you're doing this this audit's going on in Maricopa County, and you would like to have 100% of everything you need to do the audit properly. What percentage has been provided so far to do this audit?
I would say I'd guess around 98%, but those passwords are very important, okay?
So what's the excuse on why they cannot provide the passwords to get into the election management system?
Because the county doesn't have them, and they can't give you unless we have them. We don't Dominion, and you need to get them off Dominion.
And what's Dominion's response been?
The lawyers are chasing. I haven't heard the response yet.
Now, we know Dominion loves to sue everybody. So the running joke on this show, if Dominion's listening, hey, you guys are great. Don't worry about it. Don't sue us. Thanks.
Can you imagine?
You know what, Billy?
Can you imagine how crazy this is? The elections are run by Maricopa County Board of Supervisors. They have an election department.
Right.
And they say, we use secret software by a proprietary for-profit company, and we don't know the password to our own elections that we run. That is nuts.
Dominion has 2 employees there.
So what we're saying is that the Maricopa Board of Supervisors, by not providing everything, and this whole idea that this private company has the passwords that they can't share to do things like this, aren't they just exponentially growing the cynicism?
Yes.
Sure.
And we're fighting cynicism.
Or they're hiding something really big.
Now, for all you kids who hated doing fractions when you were in high school, we're going to talk about fractions when we come back. And then Ken Bennett, former Secretary of State, before the hour's up. Wake up, Tucson. One of the greatest power trios in the history of the world, Rush. 7:36 in the morning, you're on the Wake Up Tucson show. We're hanging out with, what's Audit AZ?
Audit USA.
Audit
now.
USA, that's right.
We went national in 2016.
I forgot, I apologize.
That's when I sued the host state, we did, about the presidential preference election.
Oh, that's right.
Really launched me nationally. That's when I met this really great attorney that Benny sent in, who actually wrote the book on recounts in this country, Chris Sauter. And you know, there's nothing like having 2 great lawyers, and I got a lot more than that.
So
I have lawyers all over the country I'm working with.
So let's talk about fraction magic.
interesting subject.
Which sounds like dark magic to me.
You know, it really is kind of dark magic. It's the fractionalization of the vote, and who I'm picking up at 10:30 today is the man who found it, Benny Smith.
What do you mean he found it?
He was approached around 2014 in an election in Memphis, Tennessee, and everybody was claiming that it was stolen. There was a lot of controversy in Memphis, Tennessee for years. In fact, the first time I ever got involved in Memphis was with Jim March. He was working with Black Box Voting, and then he came here to work with us on the RTA for all those years. And by the way, he married Carl Rove's old girlfriend.
Wow.
When you get down the rabbit hole, you can't believe where you come out sometimes. I mean, look at me. I'm working in Maricopa, and, you know, 8 to 10 weeks ago, I waited till I knew that Trump would never be back in office, because I'm not a Trump fan at all. I think that he was the worst thing for our country. But I knew I had to reach out to my brothers and sisters on the right, because I knew the anguish that they were going through, knowing if we had a functional democracy. And I waited, and I drove all the way to Phoenix, because this guy invited me to a studio to redo some recording and talking. And when I got there, I looked up my truck window. Oh my goodness, look at this. This is a Trump office. Mega signs, Trump's picture in the window. I go, what am I doing here? My God, I might go in there and that tribe might scalp me.
Well, let me get,
because I was listening to the media. Go ahead.
Yeah, let's get to Benny.
Yeah. Yeah. Benny. This is the real
I've
thing.
Never known Brakey to go on a tangent.
How about that?
In Memphis, Tennessee, they had an election where a very popular black judge that was loved by the community,
Chubb Brown,
was defeated by a Republican former prosecutor, including in black precincts. They said, wait a minute, this isn't possible. So Benny started looking at this thing and says, okay, let me look at this software. And he's someone that doesn't have a degree from college, but works with computers, a very smart guy. He says, let me reverse engineer. If I wanted to cheat, how could I use this software to cheat? And he discovered then that they had fractionalized votes. So instead of a very simple process of one vote plus one is two plus one is three, they fractionalize it. And so he developed this program out of stuff that was in the software that enabled you to say, okay, I want to make in this precinct vote for this candidate to be 1.4 and the other guy 6. I want to make this one win in this precinct by 58%, 50, you know, you can program it.
And, so total votes came out the same, they match.
And in real time, he can do this. He demonstrates taking a past Alaska database and show that you can use that program and have 500 precincts and everything comes out, except every once in a while there's a rounding error, which was the key that tipped him off that there was something going on.
So,
and that's in all three of the softwares of the major companies. It's in ESNS, it's in Dominion, it's in Hart InterCivic.
Whatever happened to, so the, what were the guys that had the machines here? That the ones that you know, in the RTA election with crop scanners. What was the name of that company originally?
Diebold.
Yes.
Diebold. So what happened? Did they get sucked up by one of these other people?
ESNS.
And then the Justice Department stepped in and said, you can't do that. It makes you more, you have too much of the business. Right now, ESNS is the largest. They control probably around 52, 53% of every vote in this country. They bought it, and then the Justice Department said, no way. So then they sold off their intellectual property to Dominion, but they kept all the accounts. I always thought that when like Pima County is ESNS, and they were Diebold before, and I didn't know that when they sold Diebold, ESNS had the account for Maricopa, and then they Pima, I should say, and then they eventually sold them their equipment. They did the same thing with Georgia. All those years that they were using Diebold in Georgia, I thought Dominion was over them. No, they weren't. It was ESNS, and ESNS is a strange company. In fact, if I had to rate worst I would say number one worst one is ESNS, which is us in Pima County. Right. By the way, there's talk that maybe the software in the state of Arizona did not pass the hash test, and it may be something's wrong there.
That What's the hash test?
Well, they go ahead and they will they measure the size of the whole program, the EAC does.
Right.
And then for certification, they say, okay, we have hashed this, and if you want to check to make sure your program hasn't been tampered with, you can take the original program, put it on a thumb drive, stick it in a computer, and say, computer, tell me that these things are totally identical. It didn't pass.
But we used them anyway.
Well, it's a funny program. You can, if you start running it and you don't do everything right, it will tell you that it's right when it's not right. In fact, the guy who found it in Texas forgot to stick the thumb drive in, and it said it matched. and it's a very...
I'm laughing because I'll cry.
Yeah,
if I don't laugh.
You know, that's really another big story. I mean, this whole Maricopa
thing. So if I called up the Dominion guys, and you guys are beautiful, don't sue me, and I said, why do you have this capability in your program? Right, to fractionalize.
Because all of these vendors have STDs.
Well,
software transmitted disease. Okay, they've all been in bed with each other one time or another. Okay?
So, if I asked them why do they have this, what would they tell me?
Because that's just the way it is.
No, I think the answer they would say is, gee, we also sometimes in the Central District of California. For the irrigation district,
yeah.
The guy that has 1,500 acres gets, 15 times the vote of the guy with 100 acres. And so we have this ability to do that. And maybe, you know, if you own shares of stock or something, there are certain elections where it's not like one person, one vote.
That's right.
So that's the excuse. But that is totally absurd to have this used in elections where people vote and have that secret process, and then there really is, it is extremely difficult, if not impossible, after an election to prove that the election was rigged.
So Benny Smith is coming here today.
Yes.
And is his purpose, is he going to try to figure out if there was some sort of fractionalization in the Maricopa County vote?
He's here as an observer like me,
okay.
And he is going to advise and help them find it. I don't think it's there. I don't think, I want you to know, I spent a lot of time in Maricopa. We sued them four times before this election, and when it was taken over by Adrian Fontes, he kind of went on our coattails somewhat because we sued in 2016. We got Helen Purcell out. Helen Purcell had to go home for lunch to find her way home at night at the end, okay? And he came in and he really built, I think, an excellent department. Dominion was their choice, okay? And six of one, half dozen of another. Let's face it. I mean, they're all these vendors have secret stuff. And he built a really great department. And I spent a lot of time in there analyzing everything, gave him a very high rating. And then I did the hand count audit, and I go, oh my goodness, I sued you guys twice for this. That hand count audit, you cannot call an audit, okay? It's fatally flawed. They picked 50 batches of ballots before the election. There's 9,600 batches, okay? And really, 92% of all the votes there never had the opportunity to even be possibly verified.
All right, okay? Hold that thought. We got to go to break. We got Ken Bennett's calling in.
Yeah.
We got one more segment to go, 790-2040. Christopher DeSimone, John Brakey, Bill Reisner, Audit USA. What's the website, sir?
It is auditelectionsusa.org.
.org. All right.
We're a 501c3 now.
All right. We'll be right back with hopefully Ken Bennett, the former Secretary of State of Arizona. Wake up, Tucson.
You know, one of the...
All right. Let's get going. 7:49 in the morning. Christy Simone, Bill Reisner, John Brakey, electionsusa.org. Let's go off to the phones. We got on line one. We have former Secretary of State Ken Bennett. Ken, good morning, sir. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Not too bad. Give us the State of the Union right now briefly on what's going on with this audit up there, bud.
Well, we've got three more days this week that we'll be counting and analyzing the paper, but on Friday we have to stand aside to allow the Phoenix Union High School District to come in and run 18 high school graduations next Monday through Thursday. So we will store everything securely stored away elsewhere here on the premises and be ready to come back, I think, on Monday the 24th. And at that point, we will have the rest of May and all of June, according to the State Fair folks that I spoke with as recently as last night. So everything's moving forward, but there sure seems to be a lot of people trying to shut it down, and I'm very glad to have a good friend like John Brakey and many others who are helping me see this through.
It's interesting. We were talking about with Bill and John today the idea of the that the Maricopa Board of Supervisors just doesn't want to seem to give you everything that you need, and then, of course, this revelation that the passwords are with the Dominion kids and no one has the passwords to the equipment.
Pretty scary. Yeah. Pretty scary thought that the largest county in Arizona, the second largest voting jurisdiction in the country, doesn't control their own elections without going through a couple of employees over at Dominion who are programming back in the administrative section of the program, apparently, using passwords that the county doesn't even have. So that was a stunning revelation just a few days ago. And
when you see the press and other folks, including some Republicans, criticizing the process that's going on, you know, this is crazy, and you know, election fraud fantasy was on KGUN9 this morning. What do you tell them?
What are you trying to hide? And what fear do you have of just going in and verifying an election that was the closest election in the history of Arizona as far as the presidential race? It was decided by less than 0.3%. If Arizona was a shire back in medieval England, when 1,000 people congregated in one area, they called it a shire, right? Devonshire or Yorkshire. If Arizona was 1,000 people and 80% of them turned out to vote, which is exactly what happened last November, here's how close the race was. Biden got 401 and Trump got 399. That's a difference of 2 out of 800. And if you were on either side, the winner or the loser, I would think you would want to say, okay, you know, that's a very narrow victory or loss. Have we verified everything we could verify? Well, what would you want to verify? Well, in Arizona, you'd want to verify that there's 800 votes, but there were 810 people that voted. And that's exactly what happened in November. There's over 33,000 ballots from Arizonans around the state who the machines did not record any vote for president. Because the machines, and maybe this is because the machines are programmed to look inside the oval only for pixels of blackness, well, maybe we have thousands of people who are used to circling the oval. When they were a little kid, they were taught, you know, you circle a choice. And or maybe we got people that put a check mark next to the oval. So there's 1% of the ballots, which is 33,000 in Arizona. In the Arizona Shire, it's 8 or 10. But when the margin of victory is 2, confirming that every vote was counted is important. Then you get into issues about, you know, were the envelopes that people signed when they sent their ballots back in? Were all those envelopes signed? 1.9 million of the ballots in Maricopa County went out by and returned by mail. We should find folds in those ballots. They used a private contractor to mail out over 2 million mail-in ballots. Some of those had to be returned undeliverable. Have we accounted for all of those? So it's just a matter of common sense. Has everything been counted? Everything been signed? Are the ones that should be folded? And have we accounted for everything that we should? Just common sense stuff, but the more people push back about it, the more you have to ask, what's to hide?
What have you learned? Like, what's been surprising for you? I mean, you're a former Secretary of State. You've seen a lot of this, but anything surprising that's popped up on you over the course of the audit so far?
Probably the biggest surprise is the pushback from election officials who should be all about transparency and trackability and public verification, who are instead, as Katie Hobbs, the Secretary of State, is calling this a fraudit. Well, why do you want to call something a fraudit when you haven't even done the audit? I became a member of the Arizona election family in 2009 when I became Secretary of State. And I've worked with thousands of people. One of the first ones I met was a guy named John Brakey in Tucson. I thought the guy was nuts because all he was complaining about was, we got to look at this and we need more transparency of that. And my staff was telling me, oh, this guy just wants to agitate. But over the last 12 years, I've come to believe exactly like him that elections should be transparent, truthful, and publicly verified. And only then can you prove to people, whether their candidate won or lost, that the election had integrity, that we counted every vote, that we verified the things that can be verified, we've identified things that we might be able to do better in the next election. And so I've worked with thousands of people of every party, of every persuasion, of every culture in this state. And you would think that the people that would embrace transparency in elections would be the people that run elections. But it's proving to be exactly the opposite.
We're in Pima County, so we know all about weirdness when it comes to elections. So, so what's the next? What's what? So, I know we're still looking for passwords.
Still looking for passwords, and we're still looking for what they say is virtual access to the routers over at the Maricopa County Tabulation and Election Center, McTech, we call it. About 3 weeks ago, an assistant county attorney with Maricopa County told me. I called him and I said, to not interrupt anything at McTech as far as your routers and your internet system and everything, we can have the IT company come over to McTech and check out the routers and look at the logs and the Splunk logs or whatever they're called. I'm not an IT guy, but we can come over there and just do all the work right there, and we don't have to interrupt anything. Oh, no, he says to me, we have taken all of that equipment out. We've replaced it at great expense to the county, and it'll be on a pallet, and we'll deliver it with the rest of the equipment. The rest of the equipment shows up on April 21st, 3 weeks ago, or whenever it was. Where's the routers? Oh, well, I guess we didn't take it out after all. We're going to let you have virtual access. We kept hearing about virtual access for week after week. And then finally, when we said, We need the virtual access. Oh, no, we've now heard from the Sheriff's Department that if we give you virtual access, you're going to run into Social Security numbers of sheriff deputies and health records from county citizens. And when I talk to IT experts, they say that's baloney. Routers have logs of just traffic going across, but they don't have records stored on them. And all the auditor wants to do is verify that nothing was hooked up to the internet before, during, or after the election. But we can't seem to get them to do that.
Yeah. Well, Ken, thanks for stepping up and doing this. I appreciate it. And Bill and John, I appreciate your efforts and the bipartisan effort here to make sure, transparency
reigns. More than that, Chris. It's tribal. We even have... Brandon Slayton, the chairman of the Maricopa County Libertarian Party, is on my liaison team with me. We've got Randy Pullen, the former Arizona GOP state chair. We've got everyone except the people who ought to be engaging on this, the Secretary of State, the elections departments, and the Democrat Party, are the ones that are fighting against it, and it makes you wonder why.
Ken, let's talk soon with an update, okay? And including John and Bill. Thanks. Keep doing the good work, sir. Guys, thanks as always.
Thank you for having us on.
We'll do it again soon. But John Brakey, Bill Reisner, election audit USA.org. Jim O'Connor coming up next.